96ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi, I'm Clinton, VK6SERC, and welcome to News West for the 21st of April 2024, now on the show.
I am sad to announce that Jim Preston, VK6JP, has passed away. Jim is now with his beautiful wife Marie, who passed away in August last year after close to 70 years of marriage. Many amateurs across Western Australia and the world have heard and spoken to Jim over the airways, with Jim running multiple nets over many bands regularly for many years. I met Jim through his and Marie's 30-plus years of providing rally safety on stage, SOS radio communications, along with the WICEN radio group, of which Jim was a key member, for world rally events down to small club events. Jim only retired from these rally commitments a few years ago, well into his 90s, a remarkable achievement. I am sure many other amateurs will have additional stories and history around Jim. Please share. Jim's daughters Diane and Janet have confirmed that the funeral will be on Monday, the 29th of April, at 12 o'clock noon at the East Chapel, Fremantle Cemetery. David Moyle, VK6MY.
Good morning, campers. The month of May is not far away, and that means it's time to mark on the calendar the third annual Southern Electronics Group Man Up Ham Camping Weekend of the May 17th to 19th. If you haven't been before, ham camping is a casual weekend getaway for hams and other registered HF users like AusTravelNet and VKS737 and their significant others to drag the swag, the van or the tent down to Man Up Sports Ground for a weekend of radio and social activity. There's plenty of room to camp. There's some big trees to throw a line over, hot showers, a camp kitchen, terrific fire pit to sit around after dark, and of course, time to sit and chat over the weekend with like-minded radio enthusiasts. Food and drinking water is BYO. The kitchen and amenities are powered, but there's no power available for campsites. It's been known to rain, fog, and then bright sunshine, often on the same day, so you need to come prepared. Camping is the usual low price of $10 per person per night. There'll be a square card reader on the weekend available, and SEG can take online payments. Boyer Brook has a great car museum and other attractions if you want to visit town 15 minutes away while you're here. We maintain a Ham Campsion Facebook page for up-to-date information, and you can contact me at VK6EK, that's Victor Kilo Sierra India X-Ray Echo Kilo at gmail.com. We hope to see you there. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between, listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information, and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChu newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 meters? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 meters could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
Hello, this is Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF group. Firstly, an apology for the absence of club news. It is not that there has been nothing going on at the club. Rather, it is because there has been a lot going on at a family level, culminating in a two-week trip to JA Land to visit my relatives over there and do some sightseeing. 2 points for this news broadcast. The first is that we have proceeded with the surrender of many beacon licences as previously noted. There were no takeover offers for the remote sites, and so anyone or any group of people interested in resurrecting these beacons will need to go through the application process afresh. The equipment will be made available to said interested people. And the second item, please mark your diaries for the memorial service for Wally House, VK6KZ, Silent Key. A founding member of the WAVHF group, Wally had an undying interest in the higher bands and in propagation especially. If you are available to attend his memorial in Fremantle on Monday the 29th, it would mean a lot to his family to see the extent of Wally's friendships in amateur radio. The service will be held in the East Chapel, Fremantle Cemetery, on Monday the 29th of this month. So, 2 weeks Monday, following this broadcast. The service commences at 10 a.m, and there will be a chance to meet Wally's family with refreshments at 10:45 a.m. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WA VHF Group, Inc.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Good morning, fellow amateurs. I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to Helpline for the 14th of April 2024. Unfortunately, we have no items this week because I don't have access to Roy's list. If you'd like to send items in for next week, please send it into newswest@vk6.net. I'll say our email address again, newswest@vk6.net. Thank you.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. As a self-proclaimed radio nerd, I'm aware of the various amateur bands. Depending on your license, your familiarity will likely vary. I've never been on 6 meters, for example, but I have a good working relationship with the 10 meter band. Amateur bands aside, there's plenty of other activity across the radio spectrum. It occurred to me that I've never actually stopped to take note of what specifically I can hear from my own station. Think of it as a station frequency survey. Obvious sources are AM and FM radio broadcasters. Then there's the aviation frequencies, the local control tower, arrival and departure frequencies, as well as Perth Airport ground on occasion. Then there's the ATIS, the Automatic Terminal Information Service. There was a time when I could hear various aviation non-directional beacons, or NDBs, that are near me, but many of them were switched off in 2016. I haven't yet found a current list of which of the 213 remaining navigation aids that form part of the backup navigation network across Australia are still on the air. As it happens, there's currently some horrendous noise on HF, with several new potential sources that I have not yet identified. A pool pump, a bank of solar panels, plasma TV, you name it. Staying with aviation, I've briefly played with Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, better known as ADS-B or ADS-B, on 1090 MHz. If you have a Pluto SDR, I updated the Dump 1090 program to use OpenStreetMap several years ago. You can find it on my VK6 FLAB GitHub page. If you want to see some very interesting visualizations for ADS-B, have a look at the adsb.exposed website. Further up the frequencies are things like 2.4 and 5 GHz Wi-Fi. In a previous life, before I was an amateur, I played with Ku-band satellite frequencies in the range between 12 to 18 GHz, specifically DVB-S or Digital Video Broadcasting Satellite. While that's an impressive list of things, it leaves an awful lot of unexplored territory. For example, the local trains and public transit authority, the fire and emergency services, the volunteer bushfire brigades, water bombers, and the like. I've not even looked at local digital services like DVB-T, that's the terrestrial standard, or the local radio versions DAB+, or digital audio broadcasting. Then there's pagers and countless marine services and channels, the ubiquitous CB frequencies and a couple of pirate ones, and global services like GPS, weather satellite, and other Earth monitoring services. Note that I'm specifically highlighting things that I can hear at my station, or, more precisely, should be able to hear. I'm in the process of figuring out which particular tools I need to actually have a stab at hearing and decoding things like weather satellite. I wouldn't be me if I didn't try this with my hands tied behind my back. I'm limiting myself to things I can hear using the antennas that I already have. I don't, well, not at this stage, want to start building and installing more antennas. Probably because in the not-too-distant future I plan to finally erect a replacement HF antenna. But that's a story for another day. As for now, I'm plotting noise levels using a tool called RTL_power. I'm working on figuring out what extra noise has joined my environment. I'm also starting to make a concerted effort to document specifically what I've actually heard. Not so much a continuous log, more of a one-way log, if you like. Some might call it a shortwave listener log. What RF sources have you heard in your shack, and how many of them did you document? I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima, Alpha Bravo.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast. Or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.